Well, it's 5:31, so I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order, okay? And we're going to do to help to just to give Deborah to let her know who's all here to help her with attendance. I know that I'm here, Chris Wildeveld. April, is April here on here? No. Deborah, you're here. Emily, no. Kat, no. Teresa, no. Sherry Thompson, no. Dr. Hagen, no. Scott Collins, our police officer, no. Sarah, no. Joelle's on here. Rebecca Lively's not. Dustin Mobley is not. Teresa, you're there. Caleb Day is not here. Lauren Ramsey is not here. Shelby Guthrie is not here. Dr. Gomez is not here. Ellen Malone is not here. Vanessa Branch is here. And then Tyler Sullivan and Amy Bresnahan are both from Student Nutrition Services. So they're here. And then Blair Bickle, she's here as well and to address the physical fitness subcommittee.
Chris, did you say Teresa was there?
Teresa Donovan?
She's here? No?
No, she was, okay. But now she's not. I did see her name just like a minute ago.
Okay.
Unless I was seeing, she's not here. Okay. All righty. All right, so the meeting was called to order at 5:31. I was going to have Officer Scott Collins, he's our police chief for the district, to have him briefly speak for a few minutes on the district security and safety, but maybe he'll pop on later, but we can go ahead and start with the wellness plan with Tyler and Amy.
Okay, great. Let me share my screen.
Okay.
Okay, does everyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So we've kind of been talking about this the past few SHAC meetings, and we're kind of winding it down for right now on our assessment and working on where we are for the school year. So for those that have not been to SHAC before, we have to have a local wellness policy. And after that local wellness policy is developed, we then have to have a local wellness plan. And this is just basically a plan of how we're going to have nutrition education and promotion incorporated into school, along with physical activity and school-based activities that promote student wellness overall. So our original wellness plan was developed in 2017. We have to have a triennial assessment of it every 3 years to see where we are on the policy and whether we're attaining the goals. So we did the assessment after last school year. We looked at last school year to see what we were currently meeting on the wellness plan and what we weren't. After that assessment, it was determined that the wellness plan was never fully implemented and followed. So we decided at the assessment that no changes were to be made, but we are going to go forward at implementing it fully this school year. So in that regard, we made a action plan of how we were going to meet that wellness plan. We also just currently did the middle school and high school assessment. I did get feedback from the high school on the information, but I'm still waiting on the middle school. But I assume it'd be very similar to the high school when it comes to athletics and the fitness gram and everything. So we can kind of assume that it's also done by determining what physical activity and school-based activities they do. So We put together our action plan of how we were going to fully meet our wellness plan going forward. So this is where we are on the status. So the nutrition promotion, we really wanted to try to promote nutrition a little bit more in the schools outside of what they were learning in the, you know, physical PE classes, and there were other science classes that were covering it. But this is, you know, just a nutrition promotion throughout the whole school. So one thing that's coming soon to all cafeterias is healthy eating inspired artwork. And then also quarterly healthy eating posters planned for all the cafeterias. Then nutrition education. Student Nutrition started a nutrition corner on their website and also sharing nutrition education on their social media. And we'll be updating that regularly. For the physical activity and school-based activities, there's really no updates. We're just going to continue doing what we were doing in school year 21 and 22, as that was meeting the requirements of our wellness plan. Also on the wellness plan, it was stated that we need to have the policy plan and assessment added to our website for public viewing if anyone asks. So our policy is up there in our plan, but we need to add our assessment to it that we did. So that will be coming soon. But that's the update as of now. Currently, the wellness plan is being implemented and running. And then at our next triennial assessment, hopefully we'll just continue building on it every school year. And then when we do the assessment, we'll determine if we want to change anything on it. So any questions?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So what exactly is the wellness plan for the elementary level? Because I guess I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, I can share it with you. It just kind of states that we'll continue doing physical activity. You know, kids are doing activities in PE, their school-based activities. You're one of the nurses or the PE teachers I was speaking to, right, about...
About the posters. We talked a little bit.
And yes, you talked about the posters, and then I asked you what you did at the schools with, like, the turkey trots and everything.
Yeah, we talked a little bit.
Okay, so all of those activities are incorporated into our plan, and it's just kind of like, how are we going to promote nutrition, nutrition education, physical activities, and school-based activities? So I can send you the plan if you want to look at it, and it kind of just states all of it on there.
Okay, yeah, that would be great, and I can share it with West and South as well.
Perfect, will do.
Awesome.
If you want to look at it now, it's on our website.
Okay.
On this nutrition education, or the student nutrition page, sorry.
Okay, awesome.
It's on there too, so, but I can also email it to you.
Okay. All righty. Blair, did you want to go ahead and talk about the physical fitness that's done at the elementary levels and PE?
Yeah, I can. So really, I'm at Hilltop. I was at West previously, but now that South has opened, we're really trying to be, you know, really horizontal with everything that we do, trying to do really similar things. Hilltop actually has a turkey trot coming up on Friday. And we did that one to raise money, but also like it promotes community involvement. All the kids are moving, and then, you know, their parents can come and participate with them as well. We do like nutrition-based games. Like, we've done food group tag. We've talked about, you know, what a healthy plate looks like. And we actually have all three campuses are going to have speed stacking come in January. And they'll come in and they teach 2 days worth. And then the teachers get to learn. And then we also, you know, hopefully we can invest in some of the stuff and kind of get the ball rolling with that. So those are kind of a few things that we have going on right now.
Does anybody have any questions about PE at the elementary levels? No? Okay. All righty. Well, I see Scott Collins is on, our chief of police. Scott, did you want to talk about the safety and security and what's being implemented in our campuses?
Hi, guys. Hope you all are doing well today. And welcome from the front seat of my patrol car. And hope you all are doing great. Just a few quick things about safety and security. We have met this year in our safety and security meeting. We have to meet every quarter. I'm sorry, every semester once during the summer. We started that in August. A little bit about safety and security this year. We've done the mandatory door audits. We did a partial school safety audit. And this year is what they call the three-year internal audit that we have to do for the district. So we are working on that as we speak currently to try to complete that and then get that turned over to the state. Another thing we had this year that was due on September, and that was the redid our emergency operations plan. And we looked at that from a holistic view. This year I had to include things like active shooter plans, active threat plans, technology plans, tornado plans, hazmat plans, and a partridge in a pear tree plan. So we worked on a lot of that. We are currently working on some disaster drills and some other drills to better suit the district's needs. And additionally, we are also working on reunification. So this year I have redesigned the reunification plan and to incorporate the state of Texas requirements, which is using the I Love You Guys Foundation. And we are working on getting that training out to principals and district admin staff now. And then shortly after that, we'll start rolling out to nurses and some other folks. Another plan we're doing is working with our transportation. So dealing with what the reunification would look like in getting transportation buses if we had to actually evacuate a whole school and how that would really look like in the process. So those are some of the different things we're coming. All our schools are checked weekly with state law, but they're checked by each individual officers at least 2 to 3 times per day. Our officers did go through our stop and bleed training for the district with our armed staff. And that was in September and early October. And we're just rocking along. One of the projects that we are working on in the background right now that we actually have our hands on, as soon as I get the training completed, we'll actually roll it out, is we got Narcan donated to us. The sheriff's office had a whole bunch of Narcan. I had it at my last agency. In the event we had an opioid crisis or an opioid overdose, we could deploy Narcan and be able to take care of our students and kids before the paramedics get there. There's nothing that Narcan will do to hurt anybody. It would release the, some of the negative effects if it was an actual opioid, overdose, things of that nature. And that's about it in the safety and security world. I mean, we are rocking and rolling. We have 5 officers that are full-time, 2 officers part-time, and everybody in the district is new, except for our 2 part-timers. They were here before. So we are excited to serve. We're getting out in our community and serving our community, and we're here to take care of you guys. Any questions from you guys?
No. All righty. Well, thank you.
Oh, Shattered Dreams. Shattered Dreams is at the end of March. We're going to do a Shattered Dreams project here, and that will be at the end of March. We'll have day 1 will be the accident scene. With every 15 minutes, a student being taken out. And then day 2, we have a Flower Mound police officer who's coming in, whose son was killed by a drunk driver, and the suspect who took him out. And so we have that talk that will happen the day before prom. So we hope to make a change and save someone's life before making a poor choice before prom. So thank you all. I'm glad to be here. If there's anything I can do to serve you, please let me know.
All right. Thank you. All righty. Does anybody have any other questions for the wellness plan, the physical fitness planning? Or anybody have any questions or anything that they want to talk about? Okay. Well, if we're good, we can go ahead and adjourn. Our next meeting is February 15th of next year. And it'll be at 5:30 via WebEx, and I'll send out the agenda, and we can go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 5:46. All righty. Are we good? Mm-hmm. All right.
I think so.
Thank you.